Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we are back, and back in the middle of greatness. Oh my gosh, it's been a minute, as the kids say, but never fear, I am back, and we're going to split up the show this week. So today we're going to talk about all the current events and the goings on with various people passing away and all that as of late. And then on Saturday we're going to talk about Heatwave and Payback. So just a bit of a heads up on that. So, with that in mind, welcome on in. Kick your feet up. Get something to drink. It is slightly less scorching in the cave. So, that is good. We are finally in September. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe we're finally in September. But we made it to September. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. So again, welcome on in, and let's get going. So, this would be the part of the show, normally, where I would be doing the introduction. But again, with so many things happening, I kind of figured, it would be best if I talked about all the current event stuff this show, and then on Saturday I will do my reviews of both Heatwave from NXT and WWE Payback. Excellent show, Payback. Watched it. Chef's kiss. It was awesome. But we will talk about that on Saturday. So, we had a number of deaths, both in the wrestling world and in the entertainment world as of late. And it's just like, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on here? So we're going to talk about them, and then we're going to talk about CM Punk. So that's a bit of an abbreviated roadmap for you guys to follow today. So back on August 23rd, so about, 10 days ago, roughly, got word that Terry Funk had died. And I kind of figured that that was going to happen because I knew that Terry wasn't doing well. And so I thought, oh, it's just a matter of time. But Terry Funk died. Now, Terry Funk he's not the originator of, the hardcore style, right? But he is one of the very early pioneers of the genre. Let me do a quick search for you. So you had you had, of course, the concession stand brawl from 1979, the year I was born, bit to date myself, in Tupelo, Mississippi. That was Jerry the King Lawler. Big shout out to the King, Dig the Beard, and of course Crocodile Bill Dundee versus the Blonde Bombers. Wayne Ferris, Honky Tonk Man, we will talk about him on Saturday. And Larry Latham, Moondog Spot. So again, Terry Funk was not the originator of hardcore, but he made it an art form. He made it an absolute art form. This guy went all around the world. And if you saw Terry Funk when he was still wrestling, you know that he put his body on the line each and every single night. He took some horrendous shots. And look, I'm not going to speculate, but I mean, you take those shots to the head like that, and I mean, that's got to mess some things up. But, Terry Funk was amazing. He was a great heel. He was a great babyface. He won the ECW championship in just one of the craziest matches you'll ever see. As great as Terry Funk was here in the United States, and I mean, he was worshipped over in Japan. So if you have Peacock here in the States or the WWE Network for my friends all around the world, go find matches of Terry Funk. This guy was, well, it's like Jim Ross likes to say, he was tougher than a $2 steak. It was awesome to see this guy. And again, if you booed the guy, if you cheered the guy, you know, the guy was just absolutely amazing in what he, you know, Terry Funk was just amazing. So God bless you, Terry. And they say in the business, see you down the road. Next up, and this was 24 hours later, and this blew me away. This was like, are you kidding me? So 24 hours later, I was tooling around on YouTube, and I saw a picture of Bray Wyatt, okay, Wyndham Rotunda, and they had dates down at the bottom. Now, obviously, it wasn't a joke, and I wasn't laughing, okay, but I thought it was a joke, okay? I thought, oh, ha, ha, ha. They're saying that he got buried, you know, in WWE for the umpteenth time, you know. But then something clicked in my brain. It's like, no, this isn't a joke thing. And so I was like, oh, crap. No. Went on to Wikipedia. Sure enough, Bray Wyatt passed away at the age of 36 from complications due to a heart attack. Bray had COVID earlier this year, and that apparently weakened his heart, and then he had a heart attack, died in his sleep, and man, that was a blow. That was an absolute blow. Bray was so creative. I mean, just everything that he did was just deliberate. he drew you in. He drew you in with what he was saying. And Bray Wyatt absolutely just stole the show on so many occasions. Now, I know that towards the end of his WWE career, that, Bray would lose, a number of matches. But you cannot deny the fact that, the Wyatt family was a force of nature. The Fiend was a force of nature. And before Bray's untimely passing, there was talk that they were going to do something with, the Wyatt Six, and everybody was speculating, oh, who's going to be in the Wyatt Six? It's going to be, Bray Wyatt. A lot of people thought it was going to be Alexa Bliss, Uncle Howdy, a.k.a. Bo Dallas. And so everybody thought, okay, well, there's the three. Where, who are the other three? And that was kind of this really cool speculation. Unfortunately, that did not pan out. So let me take you back a bit. So when Bray got let go, I was just shaking my head and thinking, why are you letting this guy go? Okay. And I was absolutely 100% sure he was going to go to Impact or to AEW. Maybe go to Japan. And, it would have just picked right back up and everything was going to be okay. But Wyndham Rotunda got picked back up by WWE. And, they retooled him. And it was sad because Bray did do a lot of talking in the ring, setting the plate, if you will, for the Wyatt Six and, and all that. And, he wrestled like a handful of matches, at least televised matches. And so it was kind of sad that between the time that, he came back and, the Royal Rumble from this year, that, he was kind of sparingly, used. I still think one of the biggest missed opportunities was when Bray lost to Randy Orton at the first WrestleMania back after COVID in Tampa. I thought that was a missed opportunity. Still just weird as all get out that, here's, Bray Wyatt. And, here's Bray Wyatt. And, of course, Alexa Bliss. And, the whole Jack in the Box thing. And it's like, okay, this is cool. The Fiend, all that. And you thought, oh, he's going to get his revenge on Randy Orton. Okay, here we go. And then he lost within, 5 minutes, I think it was. That was so bizarre. It was really bizarre. But yeah. So, Bray Wyatt, man, this guy was just, he was amazing. He really was. And when he won the WWE Championship, everybody in that arena, myself included, watching from home, was just happy as all get out and saying, you deserve this. Let me say that again. Bray Wyatt was the WWE champion. And that was a magical moment. That was a magical moment. He also won the tag team titles along with Broken Matt Hardy. And he won the Universal Championship. So this guy is a triple crown winner. And nobody can ever take that away from him. Bray Wyatt is a triple crown winner. Absolutely awesome. So, again, God bless you, Bray. God bless you, Wyndham. And I'll see you down the road as well. So, if those were the only two people that passed away, and you think, okay, well, that's sad. We move forward. Well, then, you had four deaths since then from the world of entertainment that just shocked me. I was just like, what? So, you had Bob Barker. Now, for my international listeners, you may have heard the name and you think, okay, that name sounds vaguely familiar. Well, it should, because Bob Barker, for decades, hosted The Price is Right here in the United States. And then he was also famously, and again, my friends, listeners internationally will probably know Bob Barker best for being in Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler. And just that whole fight scene was just, I mean, that was just comedic. That was awesome. I loved that scene. Bob was a cool cat, man. I unfortunately never got to meet him, but boy, I tell you what, growing up and watching Bob on The Price is Right each and every single day for decades, it felt like a trusted friend. It felt like, you know, here's this guy that genuinely wants to see people win, genuinely wants to see people go home happy. And the entertainment portion of Bob's career was just, I mean, oh my gosh, it was amazing. Bob Barker, before The Price is Right, hosted Truth or Consequences. Good luck finding that on YouTube. I think I saw it once upon a time. But so, you know, there's Truth or Consequences. Then, of course, The Price is Right. So, life well lived. He was a fervent supporter of animal rights. Fervent supporter of controlling the pet population and all that. And it's just really, I just get happy thinking about him. And so, yeah, Bob, man, you are the guy. Okay, so then after that, now, the name may not mean, or may not ring a bell, I should say. the name may not ring a bell, but when I tell you the character, you're going to make, okay. Arlene Sorkin was the next to pass away. She was the original voice of Harley Quinn in Batman. I mean, come on. I mean, that is your ticket to immortality right there. I mean, you're the voice of a very distinct character. Okay. It was really a cool, it was really just kind of a cool, bit. And, apparently Paul Dini, who, was, one of the people involved with Batman, the animated series, saw Arlene Sorkin or saw a tape of her on, I believe it was Days of Our Lives. Don't quote me on that, but they had a bit of a, I don't know if it was a dream sequence or if it was, I don't know what it was, but they did kind of like this medieval, knights and, dragons and all that scenario. And Arlene came out full on clown gear, full on, and just that distinctive, voice came out. And she, I mean, if you closed your eyes, you're like, okay, that's Harley. Okay, that's Harley. That's cool. So if Paul Dini hadn't seen that clip of Arlene Sorkin on Days of Our Lives, I mean, would we still have Harley Quinn? Maybe. But, I mean, that was a really good set of timing right there. So, God bless you, Arlene. I really, really enjoyed listening to you all those years. We're still not done. Okay, we're still not done. We had Jimmy Buffett die. Apparently, he had a rare form of cancer. Everybody knows about Margaritaville. And, I mean, Jimmy Buffett, man, this guy was a cool cat. He really was. I never saw him. I never met him. But he was a cool cat. Love his music. And then the other day, the frontman for Smash Mouth also passed away. So a lot of really good people passing away. And it was just so... it was just really sad. But hey, let's celebrate their lives. Let's honor who, they were when they were here. And, let's remember the good times. So that's that. Now, moving on to the other story, and then we will wrap up for this half of this week's show. And that was a word that CM Punk got into a fight over in London at All In backstage with Jack Perry, aka Jungle Boy. Now, on his front, so if I've got the story right, Jack Perry was, got into an argument with Punk about using real glass in his match against Hook. And Jack Perry, just looked just dead into the camera and said, "It's real glass, sue me," or something along those lines. Goes back to the back, and then he gets into a scrum with CM Punk. Went all over the place. And so there was an investigation, and Punk was fired by Tony Khan. This is not a work, okay? This is not a storyline. This is for reals. He got fired. Punk got fired. Now, here's the other part of the equation that I just learned. And big shout out to my main man, Mr. Tom Campbell of Cultaholic. Shout out to you, good sir, saying that Jack Perry is the son. And I was like, what? Are you kidding? And so I had to look him up on Wikipedia. I'm like, oh my gosh, Jack Perry is, honest to goodness, the son of Luke Perry from 90210. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? You look at Jack Perry, because, you know, he's gotten, you know, haircut, you know, and the whole bit. You look at Jack Perry, he looks just like his dad. It is freaking me out. It is freaking me out. I'm sick. Are you kidding me with this? So, a lot of people now online, on social media, YouTube, all that have been speculating, is CM Punk going to go back to WWE? Now, again, big shout out to, I believe it was Cultaholic mentioned that there was, there were plans for Punk to potentially have come back at this year's Royal Rumble. But, of course, that didn't happen. But people now are saying, oh, he's coming back to WWE. Oh, he's coming back to WWE. Look, I know that Punk went to Raw a while back, and apparently he cleared the air with Paul Levesque, Triple H, Hunter, and some of the other boys. But, you know, and some of the other boys before he was asked to leave. So, if this were just CM Punk and Triple H, okay, if it were just those two in the equation, okay, if it was just those two in the equation, then I could reasonably, you know, I could reasonably say, hey, you know what? Cool. Punk may be back on his way to WWE. And, you know, everything is cool. But hold your horses here, folks. Hold your horses, because two things. One, Vince McMahon, and I don't think that Vince necessarily likes Punk. Could be wrong, but I don't think that there's any love. You know, I don't think there's any love lost between those two. And Endeavor, who owns, well, now owns WWE and also owns UFC. And, well, Punk had less than stellar since in UFC. So I don't know if Punk is coming back. If I were Tony Khan, and yes, I know that Punk got fired with cause. So I don't know, you know, what his contractual status is. I don't know. But if I were him, if I were Tony Khan, I would say, Punk, I will pay you the rest of your contract to stay at home. Now, I don't know how long his contract was. A lot of people are saying it was like 3 or 4 years. If I remember correctly. So, if that's the case, and if Tony Khan wants CM Punk to basically sit out the rest of his contract, the soonest that we could see him, the absolute soonest we could see him, is next year in WWE. That's the absolute soonest that we could see him. Could we see him sooner than that? I mean, it would all depend on if, you know, if Punk has to wait, wait out his contract. B, if Punk wants to come back. And C, if anybody in WWE wants Punk back. So, do I want CM Punk back? Yeah. I do. I totally do. I want CM Punk back in the fold. I just don't see it happening. At least not yet. So, that's that. Right, well, that is the first half of this week's show. I will be back on Saturday. And we will talk about Heat Wave. We'll talk about... we'll talk about Heat Wave, and we will talk about Payback. Again, tons to go through on both those shows, and then we will go from there. Also, give you my word, promise you, that we will also be reviewing the Cody Rhodes documentary. So, be on the lookout for that on Saturday. But until I see you then, this is Russell Wortham, and just like the Beatles saying all those many, many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys on Saturday.